Well, each year the Highway Patrol inspects the school buses once, usually between the months of February and through April. Sometimes it runs a little bit into the first part of May. It just depends. But we do that inspection at that time of year. The school buses are also required to have another inspection within 60 days to the start of school by an inspector mechanic from an inspector station, a vehicle inspection station. So they're expected twice a year at a minimum.
Okay, I thought I remembered the second time, but I wasn't. But you guys don't do that. That's just a regular vehicle inspection station.
Right, that's a motor vehicle inspection station, an inspector mechanic that does that one.
Yeah, okay. Well, this year, the overall approval rating is up from 2010, and it's pretty high.
Really. Yeah, fortunately, we always talk about school buses being the safest mode of transportation, and they are. Because again, once again, they're inspected twice a year, once by the Highway Patrol, you know, in the first part of the each calendar year, and then once again by inspector mechanic at an inspection station 60 days prior to the start of school. And this year, Missouri statewide approval rating was 87.7% when compared to 84.3% last year.
Now, if you add the 1,246 buses that were rejected with one or more minor defects, mm-hmm. then that 87.7 goes up, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, and those are those defects are something that rejects them in past, but doesn't reject them from being being used to transport students until that defect is fixed. Those might be something minor. You know, it might have a clearance light out or a turn signal light or something like that, that it's not going to affect the safety of the operation or the students who are riding upon that. So the ones that that are put out of service are the ones that have the serious defects. And once the serious defects are found, the bus is put out of service, and it can't be used again until that defect is repaired.
Well, only 234 were put out of service, and 234 out of 12,023. I haven't done the math on this, but you must be now talking about 95% or more of the school buses were found safe enough to be on the road, even though a few of them might have had a defect of some kind.
Exactly, and when you calculate in all the gravel roads that Missouri school buses travel, the lake roads, you know, that's just miraculous that you can have that kind of a fleet in that good of condition that we see here. And you know, it's just amazing. Obviously, the school districts who own the buses or the contractor own the buses work very diligently throughout the year to try and keep those buses in good working order.
Awful lot of districts had all of their buses pass, it looks like.
And that's what they strive for. I mean, that's total fleet excellence, you know, is when you get a 90% or higher rating. And there's a lot of school districts that value that award each year, and they really strive to try and get that for their fleet. And you know, that really makes a transportation director look good with his school board when they receive that, and they know he's doing his job.
Is this a trend that we're seeing? Are we seeing a steadily increasing approval rating?
Well, I think probably what you're seeing is a lot more attention paid to school buses, as far as, you know, by the owners, whether it's a school district or the contractor, because we see so much information when a school bus is involved in a traffic crash. There's a lot of media coverage of that, and I think that's probably one of the things that they want to keep from happening to their school district or to their contractor, school bus contractor business, is keeping themselves out of the limelight of some news story that one of their buses has been involved in a crash, because there's a lot of things that are looked into when a school bus has a crash, especially when there's injury or death to the passengers or the driver. It's something you look at all the minute details of what happened and what was the contributing circumstance to that crash, and you know, it gets put under a microscope, especially when you've got children that are injured or killed even.
Now, you've done the inspection late in the school year. Are these buses, I guess, are mostly going to be parked for the rest of the time until they have to be inspected again in the fall, so you'd expect that there's not going to be a problem in the fall, wouldn't you?
Right, and they will. Some of those buses will be used. They'll have be summer schools. They'll be extracurricular trips over the summer, band trips. Some of them are gone on senior trips and things like that. So some of them will be used, and some of them will set for a while. And then, again, the state statute requires that those school buses be inspected once again within 60 days of the start of school. And that's why they do that is some of the schools and some of the contractors have large fleets. So it used to be 30 days, but they raised it to 60 days to give them a little more time to get their buses inspected. But no more than that 60 days because you want to make sure that they've been inspected in a near enough time when school is going to start that they're not going to sit there for an extended amount of time after they've been inspected that second time.
Are you finding school buses, by and large, are newer in the school bus fleets?
Well, I don't know that they're newer. I know that a lot of school districts and a lot of contractors try to they try to replace a few buses a year because they are very expensive form of transportation as far as purchasing a new one. So they try to replace so many each year, and they try to put that in their budgets to do that. And certainly that helps to keep the bus fleet. But you know, there again, you've got school districts who and contractors who run on nothing but asphalt and concrete, and you know, for the most part, their job of keeping those in good running condition don't compare to those who have to run the lake roads and the gravel roads in these some of these more rural counties and cities and stuff. So those types of things make a difference too. They've got to really watch that and look at those repairs each year and make those repairs as they come along and try to get those school buses ready for those inspections as they come along and keep ahead of the game because, like I say, some of them have got quite a few buses in their fleet, and it takes some time to keep that many of them on the road and keep them within the operating order.
Plus, buses are safer. They're built better.
Right, and that's what they're designed for, transporting school children. And then they have inside the seats, they've got the compartmentalization. They don't look like school buses. When I was in school, the seats are much closer together. The backs and the seats are higher. They're padded on both sides. And those types of things keep kids safe when they're involved in a crash on a school bus. They set up higher. So a lot of times if a car or even a pickup truck runs into a school bus, it's actually underneath where the passenger compartment is where the kids are riding at. So, all those things play an important role. And there's a lot of things that they look at on these school bus inspections that people are not aware of. I mean, they check the handrail to make sure that it passes a test so that none of the little rope or nylon rope fobs on the backpack won't get caught in the handrail as they're leaving or getting on the bus. The tailpipe can only protrude from the rear of the bus by, so many inches so that somebody can't jump up on her and hitch a ride. So there's a lot of little minute things that they're looking at on there to make sure that these are and continue to be the safest mode of transportation for our school children.
In fact, as I read newspaper articles about the occasional crash involving a school bus, it seems to me that it's more likely that a motorist going around the bus, not stopping in time or something like that, a motorist in another vehicle is the main problem, not the bus itself or not the way the bus is driven.
Exactly, and that's something we see a lot of. School buses are all required to stop for railroad crossings, whether there's a train present or not. They've got to stop, and the bus driver's got to look both directions and make sure there's nothing, no train coming from either direction. And a lot of times you'll have people run right in the back end of a school bus that's stopped for a rail grade crossing. And, that's part of our law requiring school buses to do that. So that's in spring, or excuse me, not in springtime, but in the fall and then in the year, we always do these public service announcements. We remind everybody that the school buses are going to be back on the road. You need to watch for them stopping, picking up kids and stopping at these rail grade crossings because it adds to the traffic that's out there, and it's something new that they haven't seen all summer, so they got to be reminded of that.